Jerry Bader Show 1052. A couple of other things regarding the poll that Marquette University Law School did. Half of Wisconsinites favor statewide expansion of the vouchers, 50.5 to 44%. That is a widening gap in favor of vouchers. Also, Obamacare is underwater in Wisconsin, but barely. I mean, was it under or was it just? No, it was disapproved, I think. But it was much better than you would expect, given what was going on. One other thought on vouchers. 79% in statewide voucher program did not attend public schools. They were either homeschooled or already in a private school. That is something to me, I think what needs to be fixed, and I think most people thought it was going to be this way. Those in public schools, I think, should be given priority in the statewide voucher program over those already in private school. That's my opinion. And I'm disappointed that didn't happen. There are two topics I've been trying to get to all week, and I'm not going to get to them today. One is the New York City mayoral race and why it's a big deal for the whole country. And it is. Because there's something going on there that impacts the whole country. I've got to get to that tomorrow. Another one is 80% of college students think they're ready for the working world. Only 54% of the people who would hire them do. Jason laughed aloud at that. How does that happen? How do 80% of college kids think they're ready for the working world when 54% of the people who would hire them say, no, you're not? We're going to try to, I keep moving these every day in the pile, every day. I definitely want to try to get to them tomorrow. But in the 6 minutes that I have left, this one is since October 26th. So I'm going to get to this one, darn it. As you know, I have been predicting Hillary Clinton is not going to run for president. I also told you I could be wrong about that. As of today, I think I am still right about that. However, there is tremendous pressure on her to run. And everything you hear in the news is that pressure. She may end up running because she's just so far ahead in the polls, it's going to be hard to resist that pressure. But I believe at the moment she is trying to resist that pressure. Another female name came up, which I find fascinating. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren. Oh, go ahead and run her. Go ahead. Then there's a name that hasn't come up at all, really. But Jazz Shaw at hotair.com did a piece on her. I know her name. I'll bet you most people don't. Kirsten Gillibrand. Does that name mean anything to you, Jason? Kirsten Gillibrand. No. It's got nothing to do with Kirsten Powers from Fox News. Yes, that her you know. Kirsten Gillibrand, not so much. She was a member of the House of Representatives from New York State that replaced Hillary Clinton. She was appointed to replace Hillary in the Senate in when Hillary went on to Secretary of State. She was a blue dog. You might remember this. Big deal about her being picked because she owned a shotgun. All of that is gone. She has moved to the far, far, far left. And I know that this will be considered superficial and borderline sexist, but it's relevant. She lost 40 pounds. She looks great. In fact, Google image her, Jason, and you'll see the then and now pictures. She looks really good. And I know a lot of you hate when I bring this up, but I'm telling you, now, what are you doing Kirsten Powers for? We know what she looks like. G-I-L-L. Start there and it'll get you there. That's what she looks like today. That's not what she looked like when she took office. That's what she looked like when she took office. Yeah. She looks really good today. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's a coincidence. Further, Shaw goes on to say that he believes that she is quietly moving up in the ranks. There is talk of her as running mate. Shaw believes she might actually go for the whole thing herself in 2016. The question is then, would she try to default back to the Blue Dog House member she was, or would she be the far-left senator? Likely not. She would probably try to lean on her former Blue Dog record in running in 2016. I don't know. Now, Shaw is in New York. That's why he thinks that we should pay attention to her. So his advice is, remember the name, Kirsten Gillibrand. 10:58, just 8 minutes from Rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?